UK. Sometimes we get stories coming into us on the email. Sometimes we get them coming into us on Twitter. Here's one that actually came in on Twitter at Stephen Nolan. Jonathan. Morning, Jonathan.
Morning, Stephen.
I was in England working at the weekend and I saw what was happening to you and I got Vinny on the case.
Well, we like a good parking story, so I thought you're the man.
What's happened?
Well, on Thursday morning, I had cause to be home sort of about 10:30 and there's a vehicle parked in my driveway in the house. And the vehicle is basically still there. I can't get into my driveway. And the police are unable to move the car. They know who owns the car. The car is taxed insured. But because it's on private land, they can't move it. So effectively, if somebody comes and parks in your driveway, the police are powerless to do anything.
Are you winding me up?
No, seriously, that's what they have told me.
So someone's put a car in your driveway?
Yeah, well, I basically, my house is not the conventional sort of driveway. There's three properties in our street, and we have parking bays. There's space for two cars in each parking space. Security marked flats. We own the land. It's marked for a private property. No parking. Somebody has come in and parked. I can't even get my car in alongside it. They've actually parked it in such a way that you can't get two cars in. I've had to park behind the car. I've left a note on the car to say, car's been there for Thursday. If you want to come and move it, please wrap my door. I have heard or seen from nobody since.
Well, it's not a security issue. There's a the police have traced the registration, have they?
Well, they say they know who the person is. They have no phone number to contact the person. They phoned me on Friday.
Well, why don't they go and wrap his door?
They say they haven't anybody available to do that. I mean, it would take 2 minutes just to go in, put a note through the door and say, look, if you'd forgotten where you've left your car, this is where it is, could you go and move it, please? But they say they're totally powerless to move it. And also told me if I try to move it, I could get in trouble for moving the car.
Why would you clamp it?
Well, they told me not to touch the car, so I'm sort of powerless. I have a vehicle sitting in my driveway.
But if it's on private property, and look, I don't know this, so take legal advice before you do anything. Don't get me getting you jailed. But if there's a car on private property, right, then whoever owns that private land, have they not got the ability to tow it, to clamp it? I'm asking the question, I don't know, but have they not?
Well, the police have told me no, there's no law in this country that allows you to move a vehicle from private land. So if I come down to Bathurst Island tonight and park my car in your driveway...
Let me tell you, I'd be moving it. Well, but only it'd get done by the environmentalists, I'd buck it into the sea.
Well, I'm thinking the same myself for this one, but it's starting to day five and it's getting a bit silly, to be honest. You know, I remember
a time, you're reminding me about this now. I remember a time where I had I don't have it anymore. I had a wee flat just off the Dublin Road there in Belfast City Centre. And there was a parking space right in front of the apartment, right?
Okay.
And I had my car parked there. Some woman, every time I think about this now, even 5 or 6 years later, some woman came up and parked her car right behind mine and boxed me in. 7 hours I was boxed in for. I was absolute, I can't tell you how furious I was.
Well, you can imagine how we are, Stephen. You know, it's like 5 days and we can't get sort of in rid of our space. I mean, the police actually did let slip roughly where the person lived, and it's a good 10-minute walk from my house. And it would mean me going wrapping every single door in that development, which I'm not prepared to do, to be honest. I think if they knew exactly where the person is, I mean, it's just a quick courtesy call, go and wrap the door and say, excuse me, could you please move your vehicle from this person's house?
And the police won't do that for you?
The police say they can't do it. They have no vehicles available on Friday.
They maybe have too many.
I haven't heard from them since.
There's maybe too many people out with their speed guns or something.
Well, I'm not going to comment on that. I just want to go and wrap this person's door and ask them to shift the car because it's now into the fifth day and it's getting silly. You know what I mean? It's been bucketing rain the last sort of 4 or 5 days, so trying to get them out with kids and shopping and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, the police have sent a statement through to the Nolan Show saying private parking bays are not a matter for the police. Private parking bay issues are a civil matter. It should be reported to the authority who originally granted them. Police advised the caller that this was a civil matter and did not attend the address because of this. Well, do you know what, police? Do you know what? It's called community policing. It's called going beyond what you have to do. And what I would say to the PSNI this morning is this. Do you know the absolute numerous times that your officers will come onto the radio and ask the community for help? Well, if the community were to sit back and say, do you know what? It's not officially our responsibility, so go get stuffed. Well, the community doesn't do that. And if you ask, if the police ask for help, there are lots of people within this community that give you help. So why don't you give a little back in this instance? And yes, you don't have to. And yes, by the letter of the law, PSNI, you don't have to do it. But would it really, really tax you too much to get a community officer to go and rap that man's door? That's essentially what you're saying, right?
It is. So I basically got this car to stay there forever and a day, and I can't do anything about it until unless I go at my expense to the courts, you know, which is ridiculous. I mean, you know, totally ridiculous.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much indeed, Jonathan. Stay with us and come back to us when that car eventually moves, sir. And thank you for talking to us today.